What's going on, family?
What's going on, family? Yeah. All right. It's your boy, Mr. Herd, live and in full effect, holding it down. Once again, holding it down for anchor.fm/215, DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. Non-stop working at DAUS Radio, baby. Y'all know how we do. So, you know, I made a post earlier on my Instagram. Shout out to everybody who's been following. Shout out to all of our visitors from around the world, everybody who's been supporting us around the world. We love you guys. I made a post and I told you all we were going to have a talk. This that talk. Okay? This that talk. Now, I done had a heavy work day, you know, but I was in a hurry to get to this point. Now, it's 11:46 when I'm doing this recording right now, 11:46 p.m. This is the 24th, guys. All right. Now, I really want to talk. I want to talk to, you know, this is another episode of You're Not Black, of course. And of course, I'm talking to all of those who believe they're black. But more importantly, you guys, I really want to speak to our brothers and our sisters here and all of them. I'm serious when I say this. It's time. It's time for the serious talking. It's time for the debriefing, guys. I started the series You're Not Black as a means of debriefing. But now where we are at, it's time to turn it up a little bit. It's time to turn the shit up, guys. Now I'm gonna be swearing in this podcast here. Okay, I'm gonna swear in this stream. Shit. I'm trying my best not to, but shit, some of this stuff, I don't think is going to get through to us unless there's some vulgarity for emphasis, okay? So just to warn you now, forgive me for any F-bombs or you know, profanity, because, you know, some of this stuff I'm fed up with. Some of this stuff I'm tired of actually addressing over again. And they might say, well, who the hell is he to be tired of addressing it? Well, I'm a man who's learned and realized that our mentors have been saying this stuff for the longest now. Our elders have been saying this stuff for far too long for us to still be in such a state of confusion. So, yes, I'm fed up. It bothers me that the way I'm going to express some things in a way I'm able to speak about things, many of our parents can't still express things and speak about things. So I'm frustrated, guys. I'm frustrated. Like many of us, I'm frustrated. You know, but I'm here to honestly say, yes, I'm frustrated. I'm tense about some shit. And I understand that it's my responsibility and duty to find my own happiness and all of these things. But if any of us takes the creator seriously, so if you're saying God, if you're saying Yah, in some cases you're saying Allah, some of you are saying Yeshua, you're saying Jesus, you're saying Jehovah, though there is the most correct among all of them things that I just mentioned, everyone who is claiming to believe in one of those things or something like it. And this is hard to say what I'm trying to say and for reasons why, but for all of you who are believing in a supreme being, let's say it this way. If you believe in a supreme being, then you have an obligation to uphold the truth and demonstrate certain principles every day. What I'm saying to you is not my opinion, it is a fact. Even if you are one who worships the darkest force, there is certain things that you have to do every day to be in adherence with the worship of that dark force. If you guys are saying that you acknowledge the Most High, then every day you need to demonstrate that. That means you are not allowed to deviate. Deviation will happen because we are not perfect beings, but you are not allowed to consciously avoid consciousness, not claim to acknowledge a supreme being. I can't believe in the Most High and get up every day and not demonstrate my understanding of the Most High's desires for me. Or, you know, if we can't do these kind of things. So first off, I want to say we need to be able to have these mature talks, these mature conversations. And we also need to start playing by the rules. If the rules are unclear, we need to clarify these rules. But we need to stop talking, right, as brown people, fakely about things. If you know in your heart that you do not believe in the Most High, if you do not in your heart, no, I hate the word believe when we're referring to the Most High. If you do not know the Most High, you need not speak on matters pertaining to it. This is what I need us to understand. If you do not believe in the Most High, we don't need to hear from you when we're talking about the Most High's desires, prescriptions. We don't need your input when we're talking about the Most High if you've never contemplated the Most High's commandments. Okay? Now, there's a reason why we don't need you to comment. Everyone who is doing what the Most High prescribes is not doing every day whatever he wants. He's doing what is prescribed. She is doing what is prescribed. If that's learning, being educated, if that's knowing the Most High, if that's praising the Most High's name, if that's raising the family, if that's if that's creating on the planet so that others have ease and are able to be productive as well. These are all things that the Most High is pleased with. But you need to do these things every day. Every day. I've lost many friends. I guess if you want to call them that. I've lost many friends because I decided to actually implement the things we've all said out of our mouths mattered. I decided that every day, as much as I could, I will wake up and do what was prescribed by the Creator for individuals to be doing. And one of the first things that happened is I lost a lot of friends. Oh yeah, a bunch of people know me. But the first thing, one of the first things that happened is I lost a lot of friends. One of the first things that happened is I stopped being at so many parties. One of the first things that happened is I stopped having so much, quote, quote, fun, so much hangout time. All of that dwindled the minute I started spending more of my time adhering to the Creator. So if we're going to claim, I believe in God, I know God exists. If we want to get emotional and say, God is in my heart and that's what I know. If we want to say, as long as I know that I was made in God's image. If we want to talk like that, we have to walk like that. Because the shit ain't a game. If we can't look at your life, if we can't watch you day to day and observe the Father in you, you're not doing something right. These are the kind of things I need us to address before we start trying to speak to each other. You need to search your own self and say to yourself, am I actually concerned about adhering to the Creator's wishes and commandments? Is that even a desire of mine? Or do I feel like, That's something I can get to later. Because it's a lot of you that are jumping into the mature people's conversation. It's a lot of people that are jumping into the practicing disciples. You understand what I'm saying? You're jumping into the practicing disciples conversation without actually being a disciple yourself. And then when the disciples tell you that you do not qualify as one they need to listen to, you become upset? How? We all have to start being more serious about our own discipline. If you know good and well, you have not cracked open any scriptures. If you know you have good and well, you have not taken a scripture which you believe to be true and proved it to be false. If you know that you do not care about the last time you became silent and spoke to the Almighty. If you know in your heart that you believe the answer to everything is financial, you need to be real and stay out the grown folks' conversations. You need to stay away from acting as if you're a practicing disciple. We're having a lot of arguments between us because there's people who are practicing daily, and then there's people pretending that they're practicing daily. And the people who are pretending have foolishly made the mistake of believing that the actual practitioners don't practice like the fake lying people do. They're looking and saying, oh, he's brown like me. She's brown like me. They don't believe like I don't believe. Why is that? Because I don't believe. They're brown like me. We're all the same. No, we're not. No, we are not. Which brings me to a very hard thing to say. You know, and me and my brothers talk about this. We all ain't the same, man. We all ain't the same. I've met light-skinned European brothers who are closer to me than my blood relatives. Why? Because they acknowledge the Most High every day. As much as they possibly can, they make sure their actions and behaviors and the things coming out of their mouth are in alignment with what the Creator has put forth. Then there's people, my own family, who can't see my desire to please the Most High within me. I've lived with them. I've grown up with them. And yet they'll say, Anthony's crazy. He's tripping about religion. Then I can meet so you understand what I'm saying, a white man. And he'll say, wow, you're doing what the Most High has prescribed. Isn't that crazy? So let me clear it up again. Let me say it again. There are people who are practicing. There are people who are knowing that there is a Most High and there is a better way of doing. And they are practicing doing that. They're practicing becoming better every day. That is the most important things to them. And then there's those who are pretending to be like those people. Now, what's really deep about what I'm talking about is that when you get into the advanced class of things, you understand that the true history was taken from people, the Hebrews, the brown people, and some other group of people pretend now to be them. And it's the same way within our community. There's the true people practicing, and then there's people claiming the practice. I'm calling out all of the brothers and the sisters in our communities that are claiming the practice but cannot produce any evidence of actual practice. Show us your discipline. Where is it? You're not disciplined at the bar. You're not disciplined chasing tail up and down the street, fellas. You're not disciplined. You're not showing discipline when the politics are being discussed and you falling asleep. You're not showing us the discipline when matters of how do we best create a healthy environment for our children are being discussed and you rather watch the game. Within the brown community, there is too much faking going on. I've learned a great deal of information, but it was when I stopped concerning myself with the cool shit. The cool shit got us faking. Because none of the cool people are seen doing the study. They're shown doing nothingness. They're shown never demonstrating what the Most High prescribed. They are never shown doing that. So it doesn't get saw or taught or learned as cool. So we're constantly avoiding what's best for us in exchange for an opportunity to do, be a part of, be involved with what's cool. My friend, that's sipping the Kool-Aid. My friends, that's sipping the Kool-Aids. Fellas, y'all out here sipping the Kool-Aids. At this point, if you're looking at Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, and this is in no way me trying to play these sisters, man, but look, we got to keep it 100 shit. If you fellas are looking at them and saying, damn, I just got to hit that. Yeah, man, you sipping the Kool-Aid still. You're still buying the idea that destruction is desirable. You're still going for the fake shit, literally. No pun, right? You're going for the fake shit. When there's women that are out here that are beautiful, you're not even concerned about them. You ready to jump out the window and fight mofos for Nicki because she got a fake ass and some money. But the sister with her true self and knowledge of her true self and the Most High, you ain't got time for. You in the way, fellas. All of you with that mentality. You in the way, fellas. If you out here hustling, trapping, earning money in any kind of way and hitting the strip club up to throw it at your sisters. You in the way. Y'all in the way. Y'all not helping them. Sisters, if you dancing and you hear that part I just said and you feel like, oh, he fucking up my money. You in the way. You in the way. Because brown man never had to pay no brown woman to move her body. That's not something he does. That's not something we do. We're surrounded by sisters. We seeing them all the time. Who would hell would have to pay for a sister to shake herself? Somebody who ain't readily You're saying somebody who doesn't have that readily available, somebody who's not around that. Sisters, if you out here thinking that because you have a master's degree and two jobs, you're better than brown men, you in a way. I'm gonna try my best to sum it up like this. If you still think that you're black, it's a great chance that you're in the way. Just by belief that you're black. Blackness is a program that has a bunch of misinformation attached to it. So if you're black, you think that you're all descendants of slave. If you're black, you think that black means evil and white means good and pure. If you're quote, quote, black, if you operate off the black program, you believe there is something called white people that rules the world. If you're black, you think that BET is good television. If you're black, you think television is good television. If you're black, you think working hard is hard work. Woo! Did y'all hear that? If you're black, you think working hard is hard work. If you're black, you think working hard isn't cool. If you're black, you think being cool is most important. Now I'm gonna give y'all an example of what the hell I'm talking about, so you ain't think I'm crazy on this one. If you're black, you think being cool is most important. I want y'all to go into the McDonald's in your neighborhood. Go to the McDonald's, or go wherever you got a majority of brown skinned people working at the McDonald's, okay? And I want you to look down at their feet. Okay? Now, I've worked fast food. No, have I worked fast food? I haven't worked fast food, but I've worked at small restaurants and things like this, being a barista, a fry cook, yada yada yada. The best footwear for these environments are non-slip shoes, maybe even steel-toe type shoe kind of thing, but you want non-slips, okay? That's what's appropriate for the McDonald's kitchen or kitchens, period, okay? That would be professional. I want you to go to McDonald's and look down and tell me how many people you see wearing non-slip shoes. Now, you might see two people. I'll be shocked if you see three. Okay? But the majority of the people working at the McDonald's job, right, are going to be wearing Nikes. Not fucked up Nikes, y'all. Fresh Jones. Out the box, cuz. I'm making a point here, trust me. They're going to be wearing Jordans. Out the box, cuz. Fresh Adidas. That's Adidas. Fresh Adidas. You understand what I'm saying? All crazy. Sliding all over the damn kitchen. Dropping shit, spilling shit. You understand what I'm saying? Why do they have these sneakers on? Well, ain't you being judgmental? No, 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 no. The best attire, and I guarantee you, is in the McDonald's handbook shit. I'm sure they learned this in the serve damn safe, is the non-slip. So why we all got on our tennis shoes? Because somebody might see me and think I'm cute. You're fucking working. Why do you got on your tennis shoes? Because, man, after I leave here, I got to be on the bus and the train when I'm coming down here. See? Who gives a fuck if you on the train and the bus? What are you implying? I'm implying that people are going to see me. So I got to look good. No, you need to do your damn job professionally. You need to be mature. You need to act your age. We don't do this, though. This is not where we at, people. Go to McDonald's and do the McDonald's test. Go to any fast food restaurant you want. Look at this kind of thing. Why is it so cool to be unprofessional? Why is it so cool to be immature? Why is it so cool to have complaints about everything and take no action to change anything? Why is that so okay? Why is it so okay? Why is it so cool to be a complainer? Why is it not cool to be a person who takes action and the appropriate actions? Like, hey, I got this new job. I'm gonna go get me the best footwear to wear. Not, I'm gonna go get me some bomb sneaks. The men and the women in our communities that are avoiding maturity, that are avoiding the maturation process, those who are avoiding accountability, those who are avoiding responsibility, you guys can never open your mouths amongst Yah's warriors to speak. Those of you who live in the world of belief do not get to confront Yah's chosen people to start nitpicking with them. You don't get to do that. You don't get to say, well, that's your truth, follower of Yah. This is mine. You get the sword for that shit. Fact. So amongst our brothers and sisters, this is the time you wake up. You either become one who really walks the walk, or the sword is for you. That's in the scriptures, man. So to all of the brothers and the sisters out here who have woken, who are steady on the path, give silence to the naysayer, regardless of their skin color. Because what's going to connect the brothers and the sisters is the acknowledgement of the Most High. Not the acknowledgement of the Most High where we like it, not where we like what the Most High has prescribed. No, all across the board. No exceptions. I love my brothers, but for those of them who cannot demonstrate the ability to be a man by Yah's commandment, oh, I can't rock. I can't hang. I can't rap. I can't chill. I can't deal. I can't laugh. I don't even find shit around them funny. Because I'm laughing for a different reason. If the joke is funny, I'm laughing for one reason. They laughing for another reason. Why is it? Because I'm walking under what Yah is saying, and they walking under what they saying. And we different people. To all of the sisters who are out here, who could care less what anybody following Yah has to say because they got a master's degree and 3 jobs. They ain't got nothing to say to me. Why? Because they get the sword. How you going to say, because I got a master's degree and 3 jobs? No, you get the sword because you don't understand that what Yah prescribes is more valuable than any degree. this walk, this knowledge, this path. Nothing that man has created could be the equivalent. No pile of money that you acquire could be the equivalent. Sweetheart, you can have 19 degrees. You can have 64 jobs and infinite income. If you don't know Yah, the sister who is the poorest pauper who acknowledges Yah at every sun up is richer than you by far. And we need to start acting like this. We need to start treating those who are sipping the Kool-Aid like they are sipping the Kool-Aid. When they talk from that drink, we need to ignore them like we do people who talking on that drink. You ever been sober? You go to the club or something like that, and a girl stumbles out, and she might be fine, but because she all mumbling and babbling, and you know she done had the drinks, you know to not even take her ass seriously. This is our brothers and sisters that don't want to wake up. Yeah, sadly, we have to not take them seriously. It's not saying be mean to them or be cruel to them, but until they are ready to walk the walk, we cannot allow them to talk. Because as long as they are allowed to talk, they will speak the words of the oppressor. They will speak the words of confusion. Until they get their shit in order, they can't sit at the table. It's not a game. It's not fucking musical chairs. Oh, they get to sit there when the music starts, they walk around, and if they don't get a chair when it ends, then they out. No, they're out from fucking door. From door. From grip. For all of you sisters that's out here that's saying, Yah this, Yah that, but then saying, yeah, but men ain't shit. No. You can't do that. You can't do those things. You got it backwards. You don't see Yah if you look around and all you see is less than. Less than. Not good enough. Not equal to. Not equal to who? Who are you comparing brown man to? I'm not comparing brown man to white men. Okay, fine. Who are you comparing him to? Brown woman? They're one of the same. Brown woman is brown man. Brown man is brown woman. Her suffering is his suffering. His suffering is hers. Only children would think it doesn't work that way. Only a child says, well, all the boys get the fun jobs. Only children believe they are crippled by gender. Adults know better. Yes, I'm saying that our brothers and sisters are grown-ass children. And they need to wake up. They need to go sit in front of that mirror. And they need to sit there until they can tell themselves these hard truths and wake up from their own full of shitness. They need to be able to say, yo, man, you know what? Shit, in the past 2 weeks, I haven't read one chapter of any damn book. They need to say to themselves, yes, I'm 35 and I really don't know the difference between a Christian, a Jew, a so-called Jew, and a Muslim. They need to look into the damn mirror and say, you know what? I really don't know what the fuss about Yah is. I really don't know if I should be saying Yah, Yahweh, Yeshua. At some point, we need to be real about it. Or be prepared to be one of the lost ones. And when I'm saying lost, I mean gone and forgotten. I thought I lost friends, but I realized what happened. I was removed away from those who will be lost. I lost friends. Yes, I did. I ain't lose, they lost. I found, they lost. For the brothers and the sisters out here who are truly on the path, we need each other now more than ever, man. There is those of us who see each other. We can acknowledge each other. We can hear each other. It's sisters right now that I can hear talk about men and the issues men have for hours because they are talking truthfully and honestly and respectfully. I have no need to take offense because they have the ability to speak truthfully. When truth is spoken, no one needs a rebuttal. But they don't come to me with a weird ass argument. Yeah, see, the men don't get. That's not how they talk. They speak intelligently. They demonstrate comprehension. They demonstrate discipline, intellectual stamina. Then you get these damn young ladies out here who response to everything is, well, I don't know. That's just what I thought. So, and she thinks she's being intellectual. Because she ran her mouth and said, well, that's what I think. She thinks she philosophized. The man sitting on the corner, he telling you all of Kobe Bryant's basketball stats, Michael Jordan's basketball stats, telling you about how LeBron shattered all them records. But we ask him where he comes from, he has no answer. But he think he philosophized about the basketball politics. He think he a thorough dude. Cause he could tell you how many dunks and free throws a motherfucker had. But can't tell you about where he comes from. But can't tell you about where any child he bears is connected to. Yeah. It's that time, y'all, we start waking up. It's that time where the warriors, and when I'm saying warriors, I mean the men and the women who know this truth, who are ready, where we start to confide in one another. We start to build with one another because we get it. It's that time. The whole world is waiting for us to begin to connect. We cannot waste our time arguing with the adults who choose to be children. We have to let them go. If we see our brothers and our sisters, you know, striving for the knowledge, striving, then yes, it's our job and duty to aid. But if we see them wholeheartedly, trying to keep sipping them fucking hug juices, begging for the Kool-Aid, let them have that damn hug juice. Bro, let them have that damn hug juice. You can't get me to touch a damn hug juice at this age. If I have a birthday party, we can't do the case of hug juice no more. But it's really, literally some people out here that's at 35 that will suck them damn hug juices down. Shit, as long as it's cold, I fuck that joint up. Girl, give me one of them hugs real quick. I can't touch a hug juice. I can't sip no Kool-Aid at this age. So I need the Warriors to share this message here. I need y'all to continue this. Because it's that time, y'all. I'm not arguing with girls. I'm not debating with boys. All those who want to live in belief, they can live in belief. I'm swimming with the people in the truth end. They want to be in the shallow belief end. We in the deep truth end. Y'all got to come swim with us. Because we not coming back to the shallow waters. Y'all gotta grab the tow line while it's still within arm's reach. Because we the fuck out of here. No more pretending, man. No more going around to those who are walking the walk, telling them that they ain't walking the walk. No more berating those who are walking the walk. Why is that? Because when the shit hit the fan, they are the warriors. They're the ones that's going to fight. They're the ones that's going to buck. While the rest of y'all looking for hug juices, looting flat screen TVs. Who are you? Are you a warrior? Are you somebody fit to run the world actually? Or are you actually somebody who needs someone else to run it and to allow you to live? Which are you? This is the difference. This shit is not about no degrees. This is not about a paycheck every 2 weeks. This is about ruling. It ain't no damn games. Thinking the shit is a game, but homie, the shit ain't Nintendo. And y'all sitting out here talking about how can a man have more than one wife? Because the shit ain't a game. Fellas is out here talking about, well, damn, I got to be able to provide for a woman because this shit ain't a game. Provisions are needed. Huh? Man and woman is out here talking about something, but if I can't provide financially, hold on now. So you motherfuckers think provide means money? Oh, shit. See, we ain't never going to be able to accomplish nothing real because we so stuck in a material matrix that to think that we could live without that is just so beyond us. Wait, y'all mean this life thing ain't all about money? No, motherfuckers, this life thing ain't all about money. And until y'all ready to let that damn Kool-Aid go, until y'all ready to let that Kool-Aid go, y'all never see how powerful you truly are. You'll never see how mighty you really are. You'll never see that with a degree or without a degree, you are mighty. You don't need university to obtain degree. You need to seek knowledge to obtain degree. University is debt. And if we were so intelligent, We would all notice as brown people. My issue with us faking it. I'm smart. I'm going to go to college. That's debt, boo. Yeah, but it's going to teach me about people who stole from me, who I am, recreated who I am, taught that to me, and wrote themselves in. I'm going to go to their university and I'll take on the debt for it. How is that intelligent? How am I supposed to respect anybody who is making a habit of doing that? What was wrong with pursuing education? Nothing. But are you comprehending? Or are you just looking at shit as a status piece? Yeah, I got that degree. You see that degree on the wall? Shit cost me $25,000, but I got it. You got the degree and didn't learn that the fucking degree didn't matter? Oh, you still sipping the Kool-Aid. Poor thing. We need to wake up, y'all. Listen, warriors, get together, man. But this ain't this now. We so far in this thing, we ain't got time to argue. Zero time to argue. If anybody approaches you, warriors, and it is not with the tone of discussion, digress, deviate, digress, deviate. If they are not speaking to you respectfully, we're not teaching respect at this point. Deviate. If there is no love vibration in a person's voice, let it go. Leave them. Because now we are harming ourselves. We are distracting ourselves by trying to bring them to the awesomeness. No. We know what's written. Let the eyes of the blind who shall be chosen be open. And let the eyes of the blind who were chosen to be blind remain shut.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.